This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. For the last 20 years or so, those robot vacuum cleaners, known as Roombas, have been roaming around our homes, confounding cats and dogs, sometimes babies, while they suck up dirt and the occasional sock. Today, Amazon, which, by the way, is a marketplace underwriter, announced it's buying the maker of those Roombas, the company iRobot, for $1.7 billion. iRobot also sells robot mops, air purifiers, and replacement parts to keep all those machines going. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains what this acquisition says about our domesticated robot future.
In the 1960s cartoon The Jetsons, there's this moment where the mom, Jane, presses a button, and a little blue robot starts to vacuum the living room.
Pick up your feet, please. Pick up your feet, please.
It also cleans out an ashtray and pours her a cup of coffee. The Jetsons was set around 2062, and parts of the smart home it imagined, including robot vacuums and video calls, are already a reality. And during the pandemic, robots took on a lot more tasks.
This is a tipping point.
Robin Murphy, a roboticist at Texas A&M, led a study that found people got more comfortable using robots to do things like disinfect surfaces and deliver food.
So we've really seen in the past 2 years, robots go for something that you might have for military or highly specialized uses. But now it's like, oh, yeah, sure, robots everywhere.
That includes smart assistants like Amazon's Alexa. The market for smart home devices grew nearly 12% last year worldwide, with Amazon as the market leader in the U.S. That's according to Adam Wright with the research firm IDC. He says Amazon's acquisition of iRobot means Alexa could control a household army of Roombas.
And say, hey, you know, we see that there's an upcoming event on your calendar. You should probably run your robot in the home and clean the home before you have visitors.
All those robot vacuums and mops will also provide Amazon with more data about, say, the layout of customers' living rooms.
Consumers are concerned about digital privacy and security, but more often than not, we're happy to push those concerns to the back of our minds in favor of convenience.
And consumers today, unlike Jane Jetson, are more aware they're paying for that convenience with personal data. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.